Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted, and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Today I'm going to be showing you something that is very deep. This is a book, but I will just give you points of it. Terminating the season of dryness. So I'll just give you points. And you are a Bible student too, and I know you will get it. Terminating the season of dryness. If you pay attention to what we are teaching here, you are not permitted to suffer. I've gone through things in life, but I know what to do very early. So I want to pray for just 60 of you. Let me make it 300. This year, you will not smell suffering. Joel 3:13 and Joel 3:18. And it shall come to pass in that day that the mountains of the Lord, the mountains shall drop down new wine, and the hills shall drop, shall flow with milk. He said, the mountains shall drop down new wine, and the hills shall flow with milk. And the rivers of Judah shall flow with waters, and a fountain shall come forth out of the house, forth of the house of the Lord. I don't want to add anything there. And shall water the valley of Shittim. Please stretch your hand to this Bible passage as I pray for you. By the power and the blood of Jesus, and by the grace of God, I decree your dry season is terminated. God is turning every dry garden of your life to a watered garden in the name of Jesus. God is sending spring water into your life in the name of Jesus. Now, I know you don't need it, but if you don't need it, I pray for you. From now on, dry season is over. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The Bible says, to every season, Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1, there is everything, there is a season. To everything, there is a season. And a time to every purpose under the heaven. Everything in life has a season. And if you remember very well, Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, there is always the dry season and the rainy season. The Bible says, as the earth remaining, remain seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer, don't forget, and winter, day and night shall not see. So as we experience day, we experience night too, we experience summer. Likewise, you experience rainy season and dry season. But there are things you need to do so that your dry season will not be long in life. And when you know it, you will not suffer. In the name of Jesus Christ. There is somebody here, there is so much rage against you. People hate you for no reason. And you don't know you are prayed, but they hate you. Every step you take is interpreted to be something else. The Lord said to me, and I heard now, the Lord said, I have started to fight for you. Yeah. This is how you will know it. The Lord says, I should tell you that the Lord, that you will see my hand on your enemies for evil. Yeah. Dry season, rainy season, you must know how to handle them. Dry season is characterized by famine, unfruitfulness, scarcity, poverty. That's dry season. Dry season, people experience austerity, barrenness, begging, delay, non-achievement, experience affliction. People experience impossibility. People experience reproach in dry season. But let me quickly pray for you right now that dry season will not be your portion. When a person is experiencing dry season, you should pray for a rainy season. You should pray for God's blessing, because it's only God's blessing that can terminate dry season. Yes. And when you're experiencing negative dry season, you'll be experiencing negative circumstances. You'll be experiencing unusual delay. The people you are not supposed to talk to about your life, you're talking to them, because things are not going the way you really wanted. So much acidic poverty. It seems all roads are blocked. It seems you are the only one that is being hated. But listen to me, there is a way out of dry season. I'm going to give to you as points. 1, 2, 3 verse two now. Now, if you keep this as points, put it by your bedside or mirror and begin to follow them. Thus hear the Lord. According to God's word, dry season shall be gone from your life forever. So rainy season connotes a blessing. Rainy season connotes plenty. Rainy season connotes abundance. Rainy season connotes comfort. It connotes ease. Yes. Before you pray, there's an answer. That's rainy season. Abundance. Success. It's a showers of blessings. Showers of blessings we please. Mercy drops down. The showers of blessing that answers to open heaven. When God opens your heaven, it seems as if you are the only one that knows how to do it. That's why you have to be careful. When God helps you and lifts you, don't think you are the only one that has arrived. It's just your time. Manage it well. This is only for 10 of you. You will not fail in life. And until the heaven opens, dry season continue in your life. Until the heaven opens, let me help you. Social media cannot help you. Go to YouTube, go to it cannot help you. And forever, oh Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. If the word of God is settled, may your life be settled. So you have to pray for open heaven. Carry your Bible with me. Ezekiel 34, this service is unusually short because I want to pray for you. It vexes me when I see you suffer. Ezekiel 34, verse 16. And I will make them and a place run above my hill of blessings. Do you believe the word of God? And I will cause a shower to come down in this season. Do you believe the word of God? And I said, there shall be. So the blessing of God marks the end of struggling. The blessing of God marks the beginning of abundance. Thank you, precious Lord. You are always seeing that you are naked in the dream. The Lord said, I have put on you garment of honor. The blessings of God end dry season. It is the blessings of God. I want to show you some people that experienced dry season and the Lord changed their story. Number one is Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth suffered. Their father, they were rich, father and mother. Even his grandfather was a king. But immediately they were taken. This young man was sustained by a nurse in Lodebar. But one day, God sent the king to end this dry season. Let me know if you are there. May the Lord send the people to you that will be point of contact to the end of your dry season in the name of Jesus. You see that one in 2 Samuel 9, verse 10 to 13. Just write it down. Move on. I am in a hurry to prophesy on your head. There will be showers of blessing in your house. The second example is children of Israel, for 430 years they were in captivity. They suffered. Most times I'm not even afraid for myself. I'm afraid for the people that are coming behind us. I want to pray for you. Your children, are you ready? And your children will not smell suffering in the name of Jesus. Exodus 12 from 40 to 41, just write it down. The Bible said, and the Lord remembered the covenant he had with Abraham, and he sent a deliverer to them. He sent a deliverer. You see again, the Lord sent David to Mephibosheth. He sent a prophet. He said, by a prophet they were brought out, and by a prophet they were sustained. The Bible said, beloved, believe the Lord of God, you shall be established. Believe his prophet, you shall what? You shall prosper. So I want to pray for you right now. Just as God sent Moses, son of Israel, and their dressing was terminated, the Lord send helpers that will terminate your dry season in the name of Jesus. Remember the impotent man by the pool of Bethesda? For years he was there. John 5, 2 to 9. I'm not reading the Bible. Follow me. I said, I want to pray on your head. I'm in a holy to pray on your head. Dry season, enough is enough. This 2025, we are going to enjoy wealth. It's only required us. I said, we are going to enjoy abundance. And the best we can do now is to start with the word. So I'm teaching you now, when you know the word, you know how to war with the word. But when there's no word, how do you fight? So the impotent man by the pool of Bethesda, John 5, 2 to 9, he suffered for 38 years. Look at me. When you are going through your dry season, everybody will leave you. Nobody will call you. Family will forsake you. Believing that you are finished. Can I pray on top of your head? You are not finished because God is just starting with you. And God turned his kids around. Jesus attended to him himself. And his life changed. His dry season was terminated. God is a terminator of dry season. It's not in the hand of anybody, but in the hand of God. Thank you, precious Lord. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Every blood disease, every blood poison. Sometimes I don't even know what I'm saying. But I know the Lord is saying something to me. So anything that is contaminated in the blood right now, the Lord is healing you in the name of Jesus Christ. Every sickness that the doctors are afraid of, let the hand of God begin to turn it around in the name of Jesus. Malachi 3:6. I am the Lord, I change it not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Every ugly situation in your life that is making things around you to be dry, the Lord is turning them around now in the name of Jesus Christ. I hope you know that no matter how dry the season can be, there is always a rainy season. But when it comes to the realm of the spirit, now people, now wicked people, they make dry season to be longer than rainy season. Can I pray for you? Anybody that is making your dry season to be long, anybody that say your dry season will be very long, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Whatever they depend on, their strength and their stronghold, their shrines and their covenant, then be agent, I be agent too. So I stand on my calling and I pray that the hand of God will remove them in the name of Jesus. And with God, some things shall be. Are you sure? Okay, I did it again. Four with God. Some things. Few things. Luke chapter 1 verse 37. Four with God. That means your own is possible. No matter how bad it has been, your own is possible. I have seen intimidating problems before. I have seen people rise and they came down to be nothing. And I've seen them cry, will I rise again? And I've heard God say, you know, go rise. How? You will rise, mano. Anybody that is down by the hand of the wicked, the hand of God is lifting you again in the name of Jesus. Anybody here carrying the signature of the wicked on your life, on your business and destiny? Anybody carrying the trademark of the wicked on their life and their destiny? Anybody that they say, we don't finish them, and we don't finish them. The Bible says, who is he that speaketh when the Lord has not done it? So anybody speaking concerning your life and situation, from now on, they are no longer permitted in the name of Jesus. Whatever they depend on as strength, whatever they depend on as stronghold, whatever they depend on as power to limit or to tie you down and to cause crisis, let that thing work against them now in the name of Jesus. The power of God is delivering you from unnecessary dryness in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, shout seven amen and pack your blessing, go. You know this is not you expected from here, it's not coming. This is not coming. Then you know something is wrong, either from your side or from the enemy car. That's why you have to learn. You know, when people go through dry season, heaven is closed. People go through dry season, they are alone. Which when you are blessed that people come around you. People go through dry season, no rain, no blessing, everything ceases. All roadblock. You know, we think, what have I done wrong? That's why you have to listen to me now. People go through dry season, there's discomfort, there's shortage. What used to be abundance before is now shorting. There's starvation and there could be death. Because the season that is not from God has come. When people go through dry season, life is not enjoyed again, life is endured. People go through dry season, they become storytellers. You know, the storytellers. I used to. People go through dry season, there is closed doors. All roads closed. No. When all roads are closed, you know something is wrong. No opportunity. People go through dry season, even let me tell you, there's darkness. No revelation again. Hey, I hate dry season. And that's why I'm aggressive today. That dry season will dry up in your life in the name of Jesus. When people go through that season, even if you are a star, the stars become stranded. Stars become hindered. Stars have no more voice. Because dry season picks the voice of people, sees their voice. The Bible says, I will give you a mountain of wisdom. When you are in dry season, no voice again. Because it takes plenty. It takes sustenance. It takes substance to talk. God is restoring back your voice. Through dry season, effort will no longer yield. It's as if you don't know how to do anything again. Everything you do is bullshit. Why? This dry season. Dry season. Expire in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. When people go through rainy season, there is plenty. Look at me. There is acceptance. People could envy you, but you have so many people around you. You are loved. Yeah. Got to pray. I hate dry season. God, send your blessing. Lord, is sending his blessing to your homes, into your family, into your house. If you are the one I pray for, let me hear a loud amen. Rainy season is time. Heaven is open. Before you pray small, they say, will they pray, they answer. Because you are going through rainy season. Yes. And every small effort like this, boom, there's miracle. There's testimony. It's as if you know how to do it. It's a season in your life. And that's why you must know how to manage well. That season. Season of abundance. Season of excess. Season of surplus. Yes. That's the season. That's a season of shining. Season of raining. Season of voice. I see you entering that season in the name of Jesus. Season of achievement. Dreams and aspirations. You are still achieving. Ideas are financed quickly. Projects are moving because you are in a good season. Your good season will come. Now, there are different types of dry season. Before I tell you the points, there are different types. There could be spiritual dry season. You used to hear from God before, you know, they hear pim again. There is financial dry season. You used to be rich before, but now nothing. There is marital dry season. It's as if nobody is seeing you. There's political dry season. Your politicians will understand that one. When it came to ask me about a particular person, I said, it's not going to be the governor. Forget it. It's not going to be the governor. I said, Nigeria is not going to be the governor. Do I have any power? No. That's what God said. That's not his time. Let him forget it. I told your other one in this, I said, he's going to be the senator. From senator, he wants to be a governor. He will remove people there and he will become the governor. But let him pray later. So politicians understand what I'm talking about now. That there could be political dryness. So you're not a politician, that's not a problem. There's social dry season. Social dry season, no trusted friends. You are just alone. There's morale dry season. Moral dry season. No holiness lifestyle. You are just living anyhow. There's business dry season. There's stagnation and limitation in your business. You'll be terminated today. There's academic dry season. Everybody gain admission except you. You are carrying over courses. That is academic dry season. But whatever dry season you are going through, there is power mighty in the blood. Do you see my mind that's fine in the blood? There is power
mighty in the blood.
If you believe it, say, let me hear you.
There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood.
Take care of these 5 points. I give you 5 points that causes of dry season and solution. Number one, idolatry. Idolatry. So I'll give you the points. Number one is idolatry. I'd like to read this Bible passage for you. Look at me. What is that thing that has turned to idol in your life? That thing can cause dry season. My car is not my idol. You know it very well. Just a tip of finger like this, I will drop it and trek. It's not cause. I have dropped bigger cars. What is the idol in your life? When there is idolatry, you know what God does? Bible says, thou shalt worship no other except me. That thing you are worshiping, God will commot it and will make you suffer. When your job becomes your idol, you come late to church, but that's your work. You don't miss it. 6:30, you are there. I heard people left the house 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock because they are going. In fact, I heard that I used to go to market 4 o'clock. They told me that they met you at Ikotun that I used to go to market 4 o'clock. You will not die young. I met Brother Benson. Lord, you remember? 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock coming from office. We labor so much for this world. Let's put the labor back in God. Somebody say, I hear you. One of the things God can say about me is that I love him. But like God knows I love him. We finished preaching, came in, and the man was praying. Let's pray for this man, I will not burn out. Sometime I want to sit down and rest in my life. But no. Bad cases. Number two is impatience. Don't use another man's clock to run. If God has done it for my brother, that means it will soon be my own turn too. See, let me tell you, you might not have what you are looking for early, but I assure you, you will get it sometime. And that's why Job said, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait in my appointed time. And I love God for something. When God wants to give you your own, he doesn't give you old model. He gives you the one that is all new model. All my friends, they have traveled before. They have traveled abroad. One brother, because he saw somebody by the plane of window, he came and said, sir, I've been in this church since. I've not traveled. I said, you might not travel until you are 56. I've helped him. Go and tell him I said it again. Change church. It's not in the church. You might not travel. I'm telling you. Ojegba kamu to what God is telling you. Because God is preserving you for a particular time. You will not miss your prophecy. Shall I still continue? Impatience. Whatever is in the hand of any brother, any sister, don't worry. And I'm still in life. Some people, they will not marry, but they will have everything except marriage. Somebody will not have, except a baby. Somebody will accept a house. There is something that is accept in your life. Let me tell you. Oh my God. Seeking for the kingdom of God. Help me. And some other things. What are you telling me? Come off it. God go do them. Don't be intimidated. And I told you, if you are part of it, I say, I've not bought land. They have bought every land. All the land they have bought it. Let them keep on buying the land. I told you, when they are finished buying the land, we will buy the house. How would it happen? You will not see the wind, and you will not see the rain. Nick Manson is trying to give me confidence. He's trying to give me confidence. I am trying to give you confidence. Believe the word of God. Chop word. When you are drunk, you begin to do like this. When you chop word, you stand. Standing on the promises that can. That's the only one you know. Through eternal ages, let his spirit. Glory in the highest. Everybody know the chorus. Oh, Carlos.
Standing, standing. I am standing on the promise.
Don't let anybody intimidate you. If they bought a new car, go beside their car and take a picture. If they bought a house in Lekki, go there and take pictures beside their houses. And please, make sure you sow a seed to them. Because your own will come. The day I read in the Bible, owe no man. And the Lord said to me, if I say, owe no man, will I owe you? God no go owe you. He will send opportunities to you. He will give you a platform. It will give you helpers. And you will rise again. Number three, mediocrity in business. Romans 12 verse 11 says, don't be slothful in business, fervent in spirit. Has God given you a small business? It's managed it well. Don't say it's too small. Look at this small thing. Manage it well. Number four, showing you the causes of dry season. Say number four, bad management and waste. Look at me. There are soup. When you finish eating it and you leave left over in the plate, do what? Pack it and put it inside the fridge. And Jesus, after feeding, so he said, don't let anything. Bad management and waste. Stop wasting food. Stop wasting money. Stop wasting things. Sometimes, yes, good. Eat outside, enjoy. But sometimes, most times, you know what? Save the money and cook in your house. Don't go to where they are selling one plate of food, cherry, 8,000 naira. And you buy five. What are you doing? What are you doing? And you want to do it every day. Who are you impressed that you take picture there? Are you fine? I notice that when I enter the store with people, I buy things for everybody. You know what I do? I don't go to any stores. Ask them, I don't enter store. I will stay in the car. Buy in the. Buy this. Buy this. Daddy, you will not call me. Before I meet me at home. Coming, because if I enter, that's when God will be telling me, buy the indomie for this one, buy spaghetti for this one. So when I don't enter, God is not telling me anything. let me not waste that laughter. I don't enter. Yeah, I won't. So when you enter store, I entered the store because I needed a particular thing that couldn't. So I said, this one I need. And as I'm buying, I'm holding like this. Road. Praise God. You say, you went to the last hotel of 170,000 per night. When you want to enter, you're taking picture. Hello, here, I'm here. I'm going to pray for you later. Pray for yourself. You need help. Shall I continue? If you're already angry, shout a big hallelujah. Number four. Number what? Wrong foundation and curses. You've got to fight against curses. If you are here, your parents curse you a lot, you have to deal with it and break the curses. If you are living in houses where there are wrong foundations, you've got to pray. And I know that not only in Nigeria we have wrong foundation and places that have been to countries, and I was telling them, change that house. And they'll be confirming to me the bad things that are happening in our house. Number six, laziness. Laziness. Number seven, greed and covetousness. I'm telling you what causes a dry season. Greed and covetousness. Some of you use all your life playing Bet Ninja. I'm sorry. Few days ago, the Lord told me this is gonna blow your brain. What they are using to collect money from you now is crypto. Abi, you don't have heart. You went into crypto. You just have hypertension. You will just walk on kubi. You don't know that crypto is to collect money from the middle class to the upper class. Crypto is not for the people down. It's middle. They want to collect money from you people in the middle class. You say you are trading. What are you trading on? Eh? You are trading on what? On coins. You say Trump is there now. One crypto is worth $4 billion. You can't sleep. You are just a thief. Which did you want for that money? You want to come into your account? As you are sleeping, I know you are angry. I'm sorry. I know the offering is in trouble already today. Don't be greedy or covetous. Anything you want to tell me that when you give me 1 naira, I'm planning to give you 200,000. So that person doesn't need money. That person doesn't need money. You are not asking me again. Debt accumulation. You collect money from this one, borrow money from this one, borrow money from this one. I don't know how you sleep. Oh, I borrow money for BRT. Is it BRT? They call it. Well, BRT or proof of fund. Proof of fund. Caller, lift up your head. I almost died. I can't sleep. Pastor Caller, I want to give you information. When I see Caller, I say, hey, Chimo. I can't sleep. Pastor, when you have art. Somebody say, I'm just winning 100 million. You are only 100 million. I see, Daddy, I sleep with me here. They even plan to hold there like 300 more. Those ones, they are bullet book. They have turned to God, God of the depth. Pay your debt. Pay little by little, you will finish it. Are you listening to me now? You have no right to buy shirt or clothes when you are owing people. Pay them 20,000, 1,000. Pay, and get out of debt. Somebody say, I hear you. The people you are owing, they are cursing you. And no prayer can remove it. As you are settling them, their curse is removing. Shall I say continue? Procrastination. What you are supposed to do today? What you have to do, do quick. Do it now. Unpaid vows. You go from different altars and you are making vow. You go from different altars and you are making vow. People have run mad because of unpaid vows. People have been delayed because of unpaid vows. You are here. You don't believe in tithe. Anytime we talk about tithe, you vex. You give God this honorable offering. And you are praying for open heaven. He said, prove me now if I will not destroy the devourer, and I will open heaven for you. The people you are following, I don't know how a believer can be following an unbeliever. You follow people because you what they do about marriage, that's what you are doing in the house. How can me and you want to sleep and we sleep on each other? That is what they show you in film. How are we going to breathe? But that's what they show you. Happy now? You don't tell your husband, this man is not romantic. I'm supposed to sleep on him. And by the grace of God, you are fatter than that guy. You will sleep on him and he will die. That's my oh Lord. That's what you are following. When it's going in the morning, honey, mwah, put on, honey, sweetheart. It's not every day. There are some days, no honey me. Hello? You don't answer me. You are listening to unbeliever. They are telling you not to give. Go and share your money to beggars. But they go to their village in Anambra. They go with cows. They go with big things. They drop their car keys on their shrine. And they will come back and tell, I'm just coming from my village now. I went to Mother Baby's home. They will not tell you they have come. Gone to their shrine. This is your shrine. I cannot suffer. Shall I continue? I'll give you two more. Interference of dark powers. When these wicked people interfere into your life can cause them. And that's why I'm angry and I'm praying. Any interference of darkness in your life should lose their hold now in the name of Jesus. Finally, prayerlessness. Please pray. If you sleep late like me, then pray before you sleep. You sleep by 2, you sleep by 1, then pray before you sleep. But if you sleep early, then wake up and do what? And pray. Prayer is sending signal to the headquarters where you came from. Then they will send strength. They will send provision back to you. Okay, I'll end this service by teaching you this. What to do to end your dry season. what do I do? This point, write it in capital letter. Number one, be faithful to God. Even in small things like this. Be faithful to God in little things like this. Show me that one in the Bible. Okay, Luke 16 verse 10. Be faithful in little. Jesus said, he that is faithful in that which is least, that is small, is faithful also in what? In much. And he that is unjust, it's been a long time you did not read the Bible with me because I'm teaching you the word of God that is the truth. And he that is unjust. No, they think you are smart. Look at me, everybody. The people you are helping, they are not there to help you in time of your need. No matter how bad your situation is, be faithful in small like this. Number two. Stop doubting God. Stop doubting God. In fact, don't doubt God. James chapter 1 verse 67. You want verses to stop? For let him ask in faith, not wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Next verse, please. For let not that man think that he shall receive nada. You cannot receive anything from the Lord if you are doubting God. You don't believe God. You know what? I'm coming to church on Sunday. I say, what if Basha is yet? I really wish God can give me another job. They have destroyed the job. We use handkerchief, it's trouble. We use microphone, it's trouble. I don't understand. And do you know why? The devil knows that it is God and men of God that can help you in life. And some people have spoiled this job. They said so many things about men of God. And I'm so irritated. You don't believe anything. I've been preaching here. And people say it's just saying his own. It's saying his own. I don't have any own I'm going to say to you. I say what God sent me to tell you. Family came all the way from Aja. Things were very bad. So I told them, call people to send money to you because you are not going home. You are going from this place, you are in the old side there, you are going from this place to the mountain. I said, you are not going home. So they called for money and they left from the church and they went to the mountain. I said, money for 21 days. And I said, from the mountain, you come back here. So they came back to the church. And when they were going, I prayed for them. And when they were going, I said, the Lord said, you should go. Look, they said, look at me. After 21 days prayer, look at me. Just like that. What do you want me to do? To cut my head? Or to hold you and be going around the church? Receive it. I can't do all the drama again. And the Lord said, this is an unbelieving family. Even though they have been Christian for years. From here to Aja, there will be no red light. I don't remember. Do you remember that? You remember that? And Lord said, from here to Aja, there will be no red light. As you are going, it is green. Before it is green. And the boy said, hey, honey, I want you to go. I don't stay on that level in life. It's not every time God will be proving himself to you. We move by faith. And so they started their honey. I said, honey. Am I saddening you? So I lift up. I said, no. So they were going. And everywhere, green light. You know, when they got home, they broke down. Today, they are pastors. They broke down and cried. Don't wait until God humiliates you before you believe God. Stop doubting God. No red light. But God don't operate like that every time. Sometimes he will not even talk. He will be looking at you. Believe if you like. Don't believe if you like. Can I pray for you? Every spirit of doubt in you, I cast them out now in the name of Jesus. I preached here at the vice president of a nation called and said, we listen to that prophecy and they are coming to pass. Say, this is the place I said prophecy. But you know what? To you, it's normal. I hear Femi don't declare. Me, Femi don't declare. What do I get to declare? I have nothing to declare. And every man would call to me, hello, can you come? I say, I'm not coming to anywhere. You, come. Come and meet me here. Kings don't go everywhere. I'm not looking for customers. Praise God. Number three, don't compromise your trust in God. Don't compromise. Show me that one too in the Bible. Psalm 125 verse 1. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but they abide there forever. They that trust in God shall be, they will stand kakaraka. Don't compromise. Number four. Will you remember what I'm teaching you today? What is number one? What? Be faithful to God in what? Even in small things. Number two is what? All of us did what? Stop doubting God. What's number three? Don't what? What is number four? Give sacrificially. Please, if you are an usher, stand very well. You can't be an usher and stand like this. We are not taking picture here. Stand properly. If any usher is standing on your chair, push her away. You don't know before you accepted the job. Give sacrificially. I have what to offer. I cannot suffer. Never. So I've advised you before. Anytime it seems everywhere is bound. In fact, don't wait till everything is bound before you do the right thing. Don't wait. I diligently calculate my tithe. Oh my God. Diligently like this. I know what? Most times my offering is even bigger than my tithe, Lobaton. That is me. So anytime I need anything, I can cry to him because I have given the money to him. So he will multiply it and give me the things I need. I remember my woman asking, he said, how did you get money to do so? I said, at my age. But behind at my age, I know there's God. God will make you do bigger than what others can do in the name of Jesus. Stop giving God crumbs, but you give your family so much. You give your wife so much. You give your babe so much. Somebody was telling me things was bad for him, so I closed my eyes to pray. And the Lord said, you just bought a woman an iPhone. And he said, must God show you everything. I said, ta! You know my iPhone? He said, yes, well, I bought. And your senses are tough. The least iPhone now is how much? The least, though? 1.3. You bought iPhone 1.3 for babe. How much was your last offering? In fact, if you hear it now, you will tell me to tell the boy you want to beat him. 200 naira. I said, Thus, hear the Lord. That lady will not even marry you. He said, I will kill myself. I said, you have to kill yourself. You have to kill yourself. In fact, I need the date that you are going to die. And the next thing, the Lord proceeded and told me the name of the lady. He wants to collapse. Don't collapse here. I don't have ambulance here. I said, it's the name of the guy. So he said, yeah. Nonsense. I give God my best. If we remain, we share. Give sacrificially. He said, sow your seed in the morning. Sow in the afternoon. You don't even know which one will You see that one in Malachi chapter 3, from verse 10 to 11. Number 4, confess the promise of God. Confess the promise of God. Numbers chapter 14, verse 28. As truly as I live, say the Lord. This passage, don't forget it. As you have spoken, so what are you speaking? This business must prosper. My life cannot end as a beggar. I cannot go back to square one. God is making a way for me. He said, as you are spoken, that is number 14:28. So will I do to you. Look at me. Not what anybody says. What are you saying? Somebody say, I am blessed. Say, I am rich. Say, I am wealthy. Say, I have abundance. Say, I cannot end as a beggar. Shout a terrific amen. So begin to confess it. Confess it. And some of you that have this habit of in the morning you'll be doing the pot. He crown. Those things are demonic. You are crashing pots, bam, 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 bam. And will you want to eat the iron? I don't know. You see now, bread has finished now. You don't need all those. There is food in my storehouse. There is plenty in my counter. There is abundance in my pocket. Are you listening to me now? You look into your phone. Alert is coming. Don't walk. Alert is coming. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let me give you three more and we'll go. Call unto God in prayers. Psalm 65 verse 2 says, O you that answer prayers, unto you will flesh comment. You know what? Whether you be Oyibo or Black American, situation will happen, you will call unto God. Then James chapter 5 verse 18 says, and he prayed again. So you have to pray again. And the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Somebody is going to pray again today, and there's going to be miracle again. I'm not here, there's going to be harvest again. Oh, I'm not here, there's going to be open doors again. If you are the one I pray for, let me hear you loudest. Amen. Matthew 11, 12. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the heavens of, and the violent, be violent. And please, when you want to pray, ask for direction. Ask for aid. Ask for instruction. Ask God, what will I do now? Ask God, what should I do now? Somebody say, oh Lord, what should I do now? Say, let me hear you now. Yes, that's what I used to tell God. What should I do? Direct me. I can make this decision with you and 1 minute it will change. Because, Father, Lord, what should I do? Let me give you two more. Be wise like ants. What does that mean? Have savings. Stop eating all the money that you receive. You have 10,000 naira. You will save. Sorry, you will remove that of 1,000. Save 1,000 as if the money doesn't exist. Hello. Hello. In those days, we have kolo. Please, do they still have kolo now? Why are you not using kolo? You will break it. Let me pray to God. It's God that can forgive me. If I see your kolo, if I do like this, and I carry prunke, niduni. Once I do like this, somebody show me their kolo feed. I don't remember how I remove money from kolo. He said, this guy was a thief before. You thief more than me. Praise God. Oh yes. Everybody hide their kolo. And I heard there's something they call. What that thing used to do now? Eh? Piggy vest. Why don't you put money in piggy vest? That thing is working. I'm telling you online now. It's older you, but God is more than you. Put money there. It's smaller than most banks. Yeah, it's smaller. Maybe they are giving him money. They didn't give me any money, but I'm telling you, I've seen people use it around me, and it's working. Put money there. Please, look at this Bible passage. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 25 to 27. Ants are creatures of little strength. Yet they store up their food in the summer. Summer in the time that is of plenty. Pirates are creatures of little power, yet they make their home in the creeks. Locusts have no king, yet they advance together in ranks. Please, no matter what you are going through now, remove your tithe and remove something for your pension. Remove something you are going to use in time of need. Stop eating all the money. If you want to buy shoe out of it, save another money for the shoe. Don't see money now, use all the money for phone. You see money now, use all the money for a car. You all the money for this thing. We were taught that the rich don't spend their main money. They spend the one that what? That flow, overflow. And finally, I give you this one. Very important. Pray for the helper God has planted in your life. The helper of Mephibosheth was they found that Jonathan and Saul, the enemy took them. When you see people suffering, the first thing the enemy does is to remove the helper in that family. Your life might be struggling because there's an helper that is missing. We call it a missing link. Connect to this altar. Let me pray for you. Every missing link in your life, the Lord will connect it back. The moon doesn't need to pray. All the moon needs to do is what? To just align. There are people that God will bring into your life, and look at me. Once you align with them like this, your suffering is terminated. And once you note that these people are there in your life as a blessing, look at me. Let their prayer be different from other people's prayers. Somebody say, I hear you. It might be your wife, it might be your friend, it might be your husband, it might be your father. Look at me. Pray for them. There is a time they must spend in your life. What the enemy wants to do is to remove them to cause poverty. Maybe you are here, you think if anything happened to you, somebody will help you take care of your children. No, your children will curse you. That, mommy, you die now. In that journey to heaven, oh, this story, because you die stupid dead. Oh, you all I want. I'll finish preaching, right? I want to pray for you. You all I ever needed.
You're all I want. Help me, Lord, you are here.
One more time.
Oh, you're all I want. You're all I ever needed, God. You're all I ever needed, Lord. You're all I want.
Help me, Lord.
Help me know you are here.
Lift up your hands. Father, Lord, in any way I have brought dryness into my life, forgive me. Go ahead and pray. In any way I brought dryness into my life, Father, forgive me. You are not praying. You are not praying. Anywhere, if you are praying, pray loud. Say, every wind of dryness in my life, move away now. Say, every wind of dryness, move away. Are you praying? Say, every blockage blocking my showers of blessing, be roasted by fire. We are praying already. Every blockage blocking my showers of blessing. Let them be removed. Say, let dry season expire in my life today. Say, dry season expire. And somebody pray. I refuse to live a miserable life. Hey! I refuse to live a useless life. I refuse to live a painful life. I refuse to live a begging life. pray. I refuse to leave. A useless life. I thought you were going to pray. Say, the heavens over my head is open. Say, my heaven is open. Let there be showers of blessings. I reject dryness. Let dryness dry up in my life. Oh, somebody, are you praying? Every embargo of darkness, every embargo of dryness, be roasted in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, from my present level, take me to a better level, to a higher level, Lord. I am tired of crowded places. Take me higher, Lord. I thought you were going to pray. Say, let there be rain of favor, rain of favor, rain of blessing upon my life. Somebody, I pray. Let there be rain of abundance. Say, let there be rain of plenty. Are you praying? I overcome dryness. I overcome dry season. I overcome poverty. I receive the anointing to make progress. I receive the anointing to prosper. From young age to old age, I will prosper. I thought you were going to pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Stretch your hand to this altar as I pray. Let the season of delay end in your life now. You don't hear me? Let the season of delay end in your life now. The season of disappointment and bankruptcy end in your life now. Season of failure ending your life now. Yes, not hearing you, the season of stagnation ending your life now. Yes, the season of repeated battle, waiting, ending your life now. Yes, the season of famine ending your life now. Yes, I go back to battle. This season of repeated battle, the fourth one battle, you thought it's over. All I want, let that season end your life now in the name of Jesus. Yes, weeping, wailing, mourning, crying, consolation. Let the season of this nonsense end your life now in the name of Jesus. Season of regret end your life now. I'm not hearing you. Season of loneliness end your life now. Season of financial losses end your life now. Not hearing you. Season of stories. Season of I don't have. They end your life now in the name of Jesus. So they call Syria attack. Syria attack. From here, from there, waiting. Let the season of Syria attack end your life now in the name of Jesus. This one is sweet. Let the season of favor start now. Let me face this place. Season of abundance start now. Season of reward start now. Season of lifting start now. Season of settlement start now. Season of promotion start now. Season of harvest, start now in the name of Jesus. Of restoration start now. Season of your breakthrough start now. Not hearing you. Season of breakthrough start now. Season of breaking forth start now. Season of new things start now. I want to be sure you are there. Season of new things start now in the name of Jesus. Season of peace of mind start now. Season of peace of mind, prosperity start now. Season of comfort start now. Season of enviable progress start now. In the season of people will begin to envy you, it starts now. Ben, I prefer you to envy me than to pity me. Ben, as a season of envy, start now in the name of Jesus. Season of jubilation, start now. Season of divine connection, start now. Am I praying for somebody? Ben, it's your season of lifting, start now. Season of upward movement, start now. Season of open heaven has started now. The season of showers of blessing has started now. Season of rising has started now. In the name of Jesus, your suffering is terminated. I pray for you as your father, as a priest, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. What to do apart from what I've taught you now, the Lord will teach you. The Lord said, I should tell somebody here, the Lord said, He will announce you. Oh my God, the Lord said, He will announce you. The Lord said, He will market you. You think I'm joking here now? The Lord said, He will connect you. And where you thought is over, the Lord said, I'm starting all over for you. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and begin to give Him praise. Somebody give Him praise. You are all I want. Give Him praise. Thank me, Lord, you are. We give Him praise. In Jesus' mighty name.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakelaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Raising a people of integrity. Power, pebbles, and we need power.